Russ.
Yep.
Supermodel Beverly Johnson.
Oh, man.
You know, she made history as the first black woman on the cover of Vogue. Wow. She's telling Vanity Fair that Bill Cosby drugged her and tried to take advantage of her in the mid-80s. Mm. But guess what?
What?
She cussed him out. She knew. She says he gave her a cup of coffee. She felt groggy. Her speech became slurred. She was like, oh, no, you don't. She went into survival mode. She started cussing him out. He got mad, dragged her to the street by her arm, and put her in a taxi. Now, she says it took several days for that drug, whatever he gave her, to wear off.
Damn.
So she called him to confront him. When she did, his wife answered the phone and said, listen, you got to call back. It's too late for him to be talking on the phone.
Wow.
She never called back after that.
Wow.
Now, listen. You know, the other woman, the other model, Janice Dickinson, she was friends with Beverly Johnson. You know, they were models back in the day. So I don't know.
So what does that mean? I mean,
I'm just saying maybe he had a type.
A type for models?
Or maybe.
Is she riding for her friend? I mean, I don't know.
I don't know.
That's almost what it may sound like.
I don't know. Kevin Hart is breaking his silence on a leaked email exchange between two Sony picture execs in which he's described as a whore. They're saying he's a whore for hesitating to promote one of his films on social media. So he wrote, I own my brand. I make smart decisions for my brand. I protect my brand.
I am, not because he's my friend, I am totally 100% behind Kevin Hart.
And because?
Because nobody, and I'm going to tell you this, nobody that I've known in years has worked as hard as Kevin to build up the social media following that he has.
Yep.
True.
Kevin promotes everybody's movies that he's in. You know, we complain how he didn't promote mine enough, but he did. All right? Kevin will go out and sit in theaters with audiences.
Yep.
And meet and greet them.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Kevin will go out and take care of sick kids. Kevin does a lot of stuff that y'all don't know about, but this guy busts his ass to get to where he is.
Yeah.
And these guys sit back in them boardrooms and chide him for the work that he's put in. I'm telling you something right now. There are a lot of actors that are getting casted, not because they're good, because they have like 100,000 followers.
Oh, you already know. It's okay. Big. If you got Twitter and Instagram, it's huge.
So at the end of the day, there's value in that. And what's wrong with capitalizing on it? Kevin's got over 1 million-some-odd followers. They know that. So you got to give us a solid by doing that.
He's got like 10 million.
When I ask Kevin to help me out, he'll give me a little blast because that's just on a friend thing. But I don't overstep my boundaries by keep asking him because I know it has a value.
Yeah.
And that's worth a lot of money. But he's worked for that. So I thought that was really tacky on those guys' part.
Yeah, but that's exactly, that's Hollywood execs. That's what it is. All right, so since you took all my time up.
I'm sorry.
It
was a raw deal, man.
Well, speaking of Kevin Hart, I got to tell you, new in theaters today, Gods and Kings, that's that movie starring a bunch of white people as Africans. So you might want to go see that one or not.
Or not.
I wouldn't even go see that screening. Inherent Vice, this is supposed to be good. Maya Rudolph, Josh Brolin, Benicio Del Toro. I just like to say his name. Reese Witherspoon, Martin Short, Owen Wilson. I heard that's good. Top five. Brit and I saw this the other night. I was not expecting it to be funny because Chris Rock was so weird during our interview.
Yeah, he was.
He's just a New Yorker, you know what I mean? And I just wasn't expecting it. It is hilarious. And Russ, it stars so many people that you had in your movies. Leslie Jones, Dean Edwards, Kevin Hart. Yep. You know what? Leslie Jones steals every...
She's hilarious.
In this movie, she steals every scene she's in. But you know who's the funniest in the movie?
Who?
Cedric the damn entertainer.
I was about to say, you have to say
he's
Cedric.
He's funny in every part. Rosario Dawson's in it. Gabrielle Union. J.B. Smoove is hilarious. Wow. Tracy Morgan. Who else?
DMX.
Seinfeld. DMX is hilarious. But I will tell you, I love this film.
Adam Sandler's
in it. Whoopi Goldberg's in it. But let me tell you something. Because Russ, you're a director, so you watch movies differently. There are some scenes that go on too long, and it's crass.
Yes.
Britney had her eyes closed for a lot of it.
Oh, no.
So this is definitely not a movie for kids. Some rated R movies you want to take. No, not this one. I'm Alfreda. That's Hot Off the Wire. For more stuff, go to therestpartmorningshow.com.